What's your name and what country did you come from?
My name is Barry Mark Hudson, and I was born in Middlesex, England.
What country did your parents live in?
They were also in England. They were both born in England, both.
How old were you when you came here?
I was 4 years old. I was born in 1966. We moved here in 1970.
How many years have you been in the U.S. for now?
49 years I've lived in America.
How did your parents meet? Are they both from England?
My father was born out in the countryside and he played professional soccer in England. My mother, her profession growing up was working in a hospital, and she lived in London, and they met at one of my father's soccer matches in Liverpool.
Why did your parents decide to leave England?
My mother, actually I think both my mother and my father visited America. My auntie Sheila lived in Leominster, and they came to visit in 1965. My parents came to visit and they liked it here. They liked everything about the United States, but specifically Leominster and the fact that it was a small city, that it was a lot of people knew each other, people were helping each other. So it was one of those kind of immigrant cities in the past where there are different sections. Like there was a section from Italy, a section from France, a section from Germany, and where my parents grew up, or where they brought me to grow up, was predominantly English people. So it was kind of a cool setup here in Leominster way back.
Did you leave any family behind, and was it hard to leave them?
My parents had family. Obviously, you know, my uncles and my aunts and my grandparents, but they slowly died away as I grew older. So I did have family back there, but I didn't know them being so young leaving the country.
Did your parents have any specific stories from traveling to the U.S.?
Well, my parents have stories.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't think there were specific stories. I remember when I moved to the U.S., I remember we came on a 737. I have a picture of it. I have wings from where the pilot gave me the little wings that they would give little kids because I was a good passenger and I behaved and I didn't make a lot of noise. I have a picture in a frame of the plane that we took coming over. But in terms of my parents, no. And it's funny when I talk to kids about, I'm not from America, I'm from England, you know, they always say, did you come over like on a boat or those kind of things? I was fortunate enough, I guess, to come over on a plane where most kids are nowadays, but that would happen.
Was there any culture shock you faced when you arrived here?
There wasn't a culture shock, but it was, I was different than other kids. I'm sure when I came, I had a little British accent, and I used to wear clothing that little British kids wore, like knickers and those kind of things. And some kids didn't like that, and I got beaten up a little bit when I was a little kid. So I learned quickly. I think I'm smart. I learned quick to speak like an American, and then I learned to fight, which probably isn't a good thing. But my sister, I think, had a tougher time. She was 11 or 12 when we came, and so she put her in middle school or just about going into middle school, and so I think she had a more difficult time than I did. But I think overall, I think that coming from England to America was pretty easy. I would imagine a lot easier than kids coming from a place that doesn't speak English have today.
What expectations did your parents have of the U.S. and were they met?
I don't know that they had any expectations. There wasn't like England was a bad place and they needed to get out. I think they made the decision to come to America because my sister and I think they wanted us to have a better life or more opportunity than what they had. And I think they saw that it was a little limited. In England, I know, for example, like when you're in England through the school system, if you're not like a higher thinking kid, if you're not very smart, then they push you to go into the military or to the industry and not so much going to university. So I don't know if they thought about that. I mean, me and my sister are pretty intelligent, so we probably would have made it to university anyway. But I knew that was one of the things that they had in their mind, so their kids could have a better future.
Did you or your parents get a U.S. citizenship? And if so, what was the process like?
My parents had to get their citizenship first because they were obviously my parents. I was a little kid, 4 years old. I didn't have to do anything at that time. I know that my parents had to take some civics tests, a civics class, and then a test, and they had to actually take a patriotage class where they had to know some history about the country and know how, you know, the laws and all those things work. As far as me, I made a decision when I was 21 to become a United States citizen. I had a choice to keep both my English and United States citizenship, but I chose to just be United States citizen, just for ease.
Were any traditions brought here, and what are they?
I guess the biggest tradition for us is around the holidays. Like, we have Boxing Day, we have, you know, trifle and Yorkshire pudding and all the different food that my mother used to make around the holidays. But in terms of other things, like, there isn't a lot of differences in our cultures. You know, it's mainly around the holidays. We have Father Christmas instead of Santa Claus, so, you know, just some of those kind of things.
Did they have any regrets for moving here, and what were they, if so?
I don't think they had any regrets. I think it was a good move for them. Probably if they did, which both of my parents are dead, by the way, but if they did have a regret, I would imagine it would be that they couldn't spend time with their parents or their family as much. You know, they had to go back to England to visit, or people had to come over to visit. But I don't think they would have any regrets at all.
Were you and your parents treated differently because you were immigrants?
Yeah, as I alluded to, coming here at a young age, you know, kids can be mean sometimes, so they didn't like the way I spoke or they didn't like the way I dressed. But I noticed the older people, like when I was at a party with my parents or when we go out, people enjoy the English accent, so they would actually embrace them and want to talk to them. But that isn't the case for school-age kids, as you can imagine.
Many people come to the U.S. to live the American dream. Do you think they achieved the American dream?
Yeah, I really do. I think that they came here for a better life for themselves and their family, and I think that they achieved that. In England, my father was a soccer player, and he hurt his knee, and his soccer career was over, so he went into the Royal Air Force, and then coming to America, he ended up being a truck driver. So he was gone away for long weeks at a time. My mother was a secretary in a hospital. And I think they worked really hard to provide their family, me and my sister, with what we needed to survive and thrive. And I think they did that. So I don't think they have any regrets at all.
Did your parents wish they had stayed in England?
Well, other than just the family thing, but I think they were happy that they moved to America. They met a ton of friends. They made, like through my mother and my aunt, they had some people come over to visit, and they actually came to live here as well. So I think my auntie Sheila was the catalyst for a lot of people coming to Leominster from England.
Have you gone back to England since you left?
I think I went back when I was 10 years old. My grandfather died of cancer, and we went back to visit for about 2 weeks. So I would have been 10 years old at that point. And it was great to see the history. I went to the Tower Bridge. I went to some of the castles, Madame Tussauds Wax Museum and different things. And it was pretty neat to see. We think of America as being, you know, an old country. It's really a baby in the grand scheme of all the other countries. Like, England is pretty old. And it was cool for me to learn the history back then when I was a little kid.
What do you imagine your life would be like if you stayed in England?
That's funny. I mean, I've always been a people person, so I would imagine I'd be helping people, whether it be a police officer or a firefighter or a teacher. I would think I would be doing a similar job, trying to help people. I just don't know if I would have had the opportunity to do that in England, to be a teacher.
Do you wish your parents had stayed in England?
Yeah, sometimes I do. Sometimes I wish that I would get to know that culture and enjoy that culture a little bit more. My wife and my sister, I was talking about going back to visit England more than what I've done. But I think there are times when I think England is a special place and I'd like to go back and learn more about it.
And which country do you feel more patriotism in, for England or America?
Well, I was born in England, but I was raised in America, and so a lot of my upbringing is American. So I consider myself to be an American kid, even though I was born in England.
All right, thanks.
Do we go over?
No, we're golden. It's 9:20.